Many thanks to organizers for offering me the opportunity to speak here. Today I want to talk some problems in abelian groups. This talk consists of four parts. The first is on the structure of long zero sum free sequences. The second is on the size of some size of zero sum free size. And the third is on maximal zero sum free size. Okay. And finally, I will present the conjecture by Kleitman and Lemmick on zero sum sequence. Okay, I turn to the first part. Let G be a actively written finite abelian group, and let S be a sequence of elements in G, repetition allowed. Let sigma denote the sum of element of S. We see as a zero sum sequence if sigma is zero. We see as a zero sum free sequence as contains now non-empty zero sum subsequence, and we see as a minimal zero sum sequence if S is a zero sum and contains now proper zero sum subsequence. Lord Alton mentioned the Dunbar constant. It's a starting point of many other zero sum problems. Dunbar constant is the smallest integer d, so that every sequence of d element contains a non-empty zero sum subsequence. This constant was formulated by Dunbar in 1965. His motivation is algebra number theory. Let F be a number field, and R is algebraic integer ring, and G is the class group of R, and then DG is the maximal number of prime ideals which can occur in a decomposition of an irreducible element of R. Let Cn denote the cyclic group of odd n. It is well known every finite Abelian group G can be written in the form. Well, R equals Rg is the rank of G, and Nr is the exponent of G. let Mg equals to 1 plus the sum of n1 minus 1 I from 1 to r. Then we have dg equals or greater than mg. Here is a proof. The proof is easy, okay? Let E1 and so on ER be a basis of G. The basis means that G equals You read it, okay. I can't. That E1, you are the basis of G. Then we can check the sequence S by taking E1 and N1 minus 1 times E2 N2 minus 1 times, and so on, ER, NR minus 1 times. Then, clearly, S is a zero-sum free sequence, and the length of S is MG minus 1. So, DG equals or greater than MG. For some group, the equality hold. But equality is not always hold in general. Emily Boyce proved independently that DG equals to MG for P group, of course, a finite Abelian P group, and Abelian group of rank 1 or 2. Several people found out DG is larger than MG for some groups. And in 1992, Gerlinger and Stender proved that there are infinitely many Abelian groups with log 2, with log 4, such that DG is greater than MG. But we do not know any group of long three with the DG larger than MD. In fact, MD Boyle's conjecture that if RG is 3, then DG equals to MD. Here another two open questions on DG. If N1 equals to N2 and so on equals to NR, then DG equals to N2. In fact, I believe that if N1 and NR have the same prime dividers, then DG equals to MD. Now we consider the divisor problem. For given G to describe the structure of a long zero sum free sequence, or equivalently to describe the structure of long minimal zero sum sequences. When G is a cyclic group, the invader problem is well studied. In fact, we have the following result. Stichiv and Chen and Yuan prove independently the following result. If S is a minimal zero sum sequence of Zn with the length of S is greater than n over 2, then S is the deletion of a partition of N. deletion of part of N. But this means S is a deletion of a partition of N. S equals to lambda A1, lambda A2, and so on, lambda AK. The sum of AI equals to N, and lambda is an integer complement to N. But for non-cyclic group, the inverse problem becomes quite difficult. For non-cyclic group, we restrict to describing the structure of minimal zero-sum sequence of maximal length of length dg. Very little result now on this direction. For the following group, you will see this very special. The invader programmers are solved. We mean the minimal zero sum sequence of Langer's of DG of Langer's DG are described. Now we consider imaginary programmers on the group Bn plus Bn. We need a notation. We see a positive integer n having proper b every minimal zero sum sequence of 2 n minus 1 elements in Cn plus Cn. No, sorry. So Zn. Zn plus Zn contains some elements exactly n minus 1 times. If n having proper B, then we can give the structure of all minimal zero sum sequence of Langer's 2 n minus 1. De Bois conjectured that every positive integer has proper B. Quite recently, Gradinger, Glankiewicz, and I proved that conjecture B is a multiplier. That means if both K and L have proper B, then the product of K and L also has proper B. So to solve conjecture, it suffices to consider the primer case. Since we have already now for primer equals to 2, 3, 5, 7, and 11 had proper B, so we have this color. Next, we turn to part two. Okay. Oh, sorry, no. This is some continue with part one. Sorry. Here is some result on the elementary abelian group. Let's look at the first string one, okay? Let P be a primer and let CPR. Be the elementary group. Let S be a minimal zero sum sequence of Langer's R P minus 1 plus 1. You know this Langer's is just the Dummett constant for this group.
If XY belongs to I such that the group generated by X equals to the group generated by Y, then X equals Y, equals to Y. We cannot expect too much a better result than his theory, because we have the following, the second theory. Let P be a primer and let G, say PR be the elementary group. If R equals to or greater than 2P, then there is a minimal zero sum sequence of Langer's R times P minus 1 plus 1 of a distinct element in G. So you will see it's a quite different, different if R is very large and between R, R is smaller. For R is 2, we conjecture that such a sequence always contains some element P minus 1 times. Yeah. But for R quite large, we cannot, we have this result, okay? Okay, let's turn to the part 2. We can regard a size of the sequence by giving order. Okay. So we have the definition of zero sum free size. Okay. Let us be a subset of a Hilbert group. Here the group may be finite or infinite. Okay. And let sigma S be the sum size of S, and define FK to be the minimal cardinality of sigma S, where S runs our zero sum free K subset of G, and G runs our all Hilbert groups. So then the 1970 proof that FK equals to or greater than C, K square, where C is absolute constant. In 1975, Olson proved that C can be taken 1 over 9. So far, we only know six XY values of FK. F1 is 1, of course. F2 is 3. F3 is 5. F4 the request A, and I5 is 13. Eidos and Acton give a damper to show that for every key, every positive key, S key, equals to a less than k squared over 2 plus 1. And they conjecture that F6 is 16, not 19, sorry. Quite recently, we can prove F6 is 19. F6 is 19 can be used to study the structure of a long zero sum free sequence. So, next, I want to present the sketch of the proof of F6. Okay. Let S be a sequence of 6 distinct elements of a Abelian group such that now some one is. We need to prove that Fs, no, sigma, the continuity of S, sigma S, equals to a greater than 19. Because an Acton the upper bound, so we need to the lower bound. Assume to the contrary, like sigma is less than 19. Let R denote the cardinality of sigma s, and let sigma s is g1, is the site of g1, and so on, gr. Then we define AI to be the solid. May I consider of all subsides of ice? Its sum is Z I. Then we have the union of AI equals to the power size of ice, including the empty side. Of course, we have this equality. The following easy observation will be used in the proof. First, S85 is a class. S85 is some AI because now proper subsum will equal to the sum of S. Since S is a zero sum free. Okay. The second observation, if A belongs to A1, and so on, AR, but A
is not S. And then this side is also in A1 and so on AR. And clearly A and B bar have the same cardinality. We call A bar the dual class of A. And we say A is a set dual if A equals to A bar. The third observation is Xi is set dual if and only if Xi consists of exactly two subsides. Xi is size and the complement of Xi. Okay. Where Xi is not that from AI, which contains the singleton AI as a member. The proof I split it to five steps. Here is the first four steps. Step one, we can infer that it contains no element of order two. Step two, every AI of longer is not exceeding five. And for if AI contains XI as a member, then its longer is not exceeding four. Okay. Step three. On the most one, I with this equality hold. Step four, for every AI, the language of AI equals to less than four. Step five. Based on the first steps, we can make some simple conclusion and get a deep contradiction. Let I denote the sum of the cardinality of AI. It equals to 63. You read it, okay. It's difficult. In fact, we just divide the AI into four parts. The first part is just AR. AR is the this one. It consists of only one consists only of S. Then AR contributes to 1 to n. Next, let T be the number of zeros I with Xi equals to Xi bar. By the observation, we know such Xi consists of exactly two members. One is xi, and the other is s, excluding xi. Of course, the continuity of xi is 2. And such a xi contributes to the summer with 2t, with twice t, okay? And excluding the above subdual class, the remaining xi and xi bar contribute at most, because in the first step, we prove that
at most one I say that the continuity of xi equals 4.
So we have at most 4 times 2 plus so on. The result is 38 minus 60 to the sum I. And the remaining AI contributes to the sum at most 4R minus 42 plus 40. And I think these numbers, this one, and this one, and this one, this one, all together, we get the following inequality. And we finally get R is larger than, it equals to or larger than 19. A contradiction. The proof. We believe that for all positive integer k, including 4, we have the equality. The first six values of k, of course, including 4, hold the equality. Now we turn to the third part. Okay. Third part. Maximal zero sum free side. Let DG denote the length of maximal zero-sum free subset of a finite abelian group G. For a cyclic group, we have the two results, okay? This one and this one. They are due to Hamilton and Timon. Timon. And this one, in fact, is for any finite abelian group. Okay? Okay. And for this group, dp plus dp will appear the prime. Okay. We have dg equals to p minus 1 plus d dp. This result is due to Tanadurai, Lutha. And I. And for the elementary group with larger rank, we have dg equals to dg minus 1. We have already mentioned in the section of dump constant. The maximal zero-sum free sequence study on the maximal zero-sum sequence is originally motivated by a conjecture by Eidos. Yeah. And for general
aberrant group, we have the following result. This is due to Emily Boyce. Okay. To end the talk, I will present a conjecture by Klippmann and Lennick. Let Zn be the cyclic group. Okay. The conjecture states that every sequence of Zn of length n contains a zero sum subsequence, which is the deletion of a partition of n. And this is an interesting conjecture. And this conjecture is open even for the prime keys. Okay. Thank you.